T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. Thanks to our friend at the Shore, quite a while ago, Harry Hurley tipped us off to the fact there were questions being asked over last weekend and headed into Martin Luther King Day about Delcy Drive, about Route 47. Why all of a sudden was it so dangerous that it seemed like at the crack of dawn on Monday, they had to start this massive project that will go to June to make it safe? Joining us are two guys asking that same question, but they have some power to do it. They are New Jersey Assemblyman Antoine McClellan and Eric Simonson. They join us here on the Dom Giordano program. Assemblyman, thank you very much, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Well, let's start with Antoine. Antoine, would you tell me what you guys said to NJ.NY?
Well, we pretty much asked them to delay the road work. We felt as though with the president coming in, the traffic coming down to the Shore is going to be ridiculous. So our hope is that, you know, they start the project after the president comes. There's no need for us to have any delays or cause any problems with the amount of people that are coming down to the Shore to see the president.
Will you two be at the event?
Absolutely.
Good, sure. Good. Now, Eric Simonson, Assemblyman, have you gotten any response? You said that the other day. Well, what have they responded to you?
No, we have not gotten a formal response. I mean, there's been some articles that have given the other side as far as the DOT and those doing the work. But, you know, we don't want to get into the politics of it, but we just thought that the timing was a little suspect. And, you know, our job is to look out for the people in our district, and it's gonna cause a lot of problems for not just the people traveling down to the event, but also the people that live here year-round.
Well, absolutely. Why such a problem, though? You know, some critics, Antoine McClellan, they say, well, people know enough. They don't have to take that route. So who does this affect? Who takes Route 47? Do you have a sense?
I only heard part of the question. I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
Yeah, I said, why is this such a big deal? Is there a particular swath of the state or an area or whatever that's going to take Route 47?
Well, when the rally is here, I think that's the main concern because of the fact the numbers that are going to be traveling south. And you know, we know, Antoine and I both grew up here year-round, so we know in the summertime when you have massive numbers of traffic and people traveling, they take all the routes, any route possible. So,
right.
It's not the main route, but it is one of the arteries that people are going to take to get down here and to get to Wildwood.
Now, have you looked at the spot? Have either one of you looked at the spot where this is happening? I've been watching it, some of the news media footage of it. It looks to be a pretty tiny area. I mean, who determines this? Is it just in the hands of the NJ dot? That's it? Do you have any say about the safety of this, that it's that overwhelming? How does that go?
Well, the NJOT, they definitely control, you know, when they're going to start construction and stuff like that. So, and the project, you know, it's not that it just popped up. This project has been planned for a while. As you know, you can't just start a project within 30 or 40 days. But it's just the fact that the president is coming and the delay will not cause any stress or anything on the project itself. They've waited this long, one or two more days to start a project. Won't hurt anybody or hurt anything. And we just think we need to, one, owe it to our president that's coming down. Two, owe it to the people that have to travel that route, not just to come, you know, to the event, but are going back and forth to work and other events and things that they have to do in their daily lives.
Well, you would seem, given that the two of you, it's two of you two, are elected representatives, this is a big issue for a lot of people, I can tell you, that you would get a pretty prompt answer. What do you do if you don't get an answer by the end of the day? Just go away?
No, we're not ones to go away. We'll keep beating the drum, and you know, that's what we ran on, to give the people down here a voice. And I know I'm familiar with that area. I'm an avid cyclist. I ride that road a couple times a week, and it's definitely something that could be put off for a couple days. You know, the announcement that this project was going to start came out after the announcement of the event, which obviously has the president coming to our area. So that part's suspect. But again, and at the end of the day, we're just looking out for the people. And if it's something that could be delayed a couple days, I don't think that's going to cause any major problems with the project.
No, we had the mayor of Wildwood on, and I agree with you. He was a good guy, Eric Simonson, but he said, oh, no, if they didn't start and continue to do this, then it would interfere with July 4th. I find that hard to believe. I mean, you know, if they have to make it up, they have to make it up. If they stand down for a day and a half, suddenly we're going to go from early June to July 4th. That doesn't seem right.
It definitely doesn't seem right. You know, Eric and I have been in local government long enough to know that anything can cause a delay. If you just get weather, you can get anything, it can cause a delay. And we always have the ability to make up time if need be. So a 1 or 2 day delay is not going to cause any harm or push any project back, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks. You know, weather can cause that. So, you know, we definitely don't agree with that.
All right. Well, please, guys, we'd like to talk with you again on Monday to see how this gets resolved. Or if you hear from them, just have your office call us and let us know what they say.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you. I hope to see you on Tuesday. Thanks, Assemblyman. Have a nice weekend.
Do the same. Thank you for taking the time with us.
Thanks for having us.
All right, Antoine McQuillan and Eric Simonson. All right, let's go to Matt Rooney of SaveJersey.com on Talk Radio 1210. Attorney Matt Rooney. Hey, Matt, welcome in.
Dom Giordano, how are you doing, my friend?
Well, very good. Happy New Year, and good to have you back. And, Matt, you have been, as usual, on top of this matter of what's happening in Wildwood and the president's Trump, second to none. Now, we had on two assemblymen, and I think they were good guys. They've raised the issue with NJDOT about the Delcy Drive, but I think they're being too nice about it. They got no answer from them. I think this calls for a lot more. Republicans ought to be wanting to have this certified in some way that this is business as usual.
Well, it wasn't that long ago, Dom, that we remember a little bit of traffic on the George Washington Bridge up at the other end of New Jersey caused a major scandal, right? We heard about nothing for months other than traffic cones and whether or not they should have been properly placed where they were on the George Washington Bridge. Wall-to-wall coverage, endless hearings. We've got over 100,000 people heading to Wildwood next week. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, we have traffic works going to be done that they can't move back a week, and nobody's asking any questions except for two assemblymen. It's more than a little crazy.
Yeah, and NJDOT, rather than calling them back, Matt, and clearing this up and giving us whatever the metric is, now, what they've asked is, hey, can't you just make this hole at this point as safe as you can, move aside for a day or two, and then go at it, go back to your full work. We had the mayor of Wildwood on. He says, oh, no, if they do that, they won't make their deadline and they'll be into July 4th. I can't believe that at all.
No, a week is not going to make a difference. If it was a month we were talking about,
right.
Okay, look, I mean, I go to Cape May County beaches just like you go to Cape May County beaches. I don't want to sit in extra traffic come 4th of July. I get that. But listen, this is a major event for the state of New Jersey. I know that Governor Murphy is woke and he's no fan of Donald Trump. He should be, because his economy is single-handedly holding up New Jersey's budget at the moment. But it's an honor for the state of New Jersey to get a visit from the President of the United States, whether you voted for him or not. So we should be bending over backwards to accommodate it. And a week is not going to make a difference in terms of snarling beach traffic 4, 5, 6 months from now. It's a nonsense excuse, and it's transparently partisan.
Well, Republicans ought to do something about it. Now, they're on the rise in New Jersey somewhat here. The last time we talked was pretty bleak, but they made some inroads. And I wanted to talk about one of them with the candidates running for governor. NJ.com had this the other day. Some of the Republican gubernatorial candidates, I wouldn't say are embracing Donald Trump, but they're not running from him. They're sort of looking at him, maybe embracing. And that's good news in New Jersey.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have to tell you, Dom. South Jersey has never been as blue as advertised. You've got a lot of working class communities. You've got a lot of new arrivals to the country where even though the Democrats assume they're automatically going to be on their side, they share many values that are Republican or conservative values. You've also got a lot of communities that are getting taxed to death, and people are having to decide whether or not they're going to retire and be able to live near their grandkids, maybe in Ocean City or Atlantic County, or whether they're going to have to move to North Carolina. So when the right politician came along, and I know we've talked about this, who was willing to make that argument in an aggressive, unafraid way, like my friend Mike Testa, who just got elected to state Senate down in the first legislative district, I always knew they would do well. And sure enough, he has. And now overnight, we have a new Republican congressman. And I expect the tide to continue to turn so long as Republican politicians just show a little bit of courage.
I was unaware of this because, you know, you do this every day. We see this and, you know, it seems like a monolith, but no a Democrat governor has been reelected in 42 years.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? Some of the things that a John Corzine or a Phil Murphy promises, free this, free that, sounds great on paper. But ultimately, at the end of the day, their rhetoric can't change the rules of mathematics. Spending money on illegal immigrants, on criminals, on people who don't get up every day, put their pants on, go to work and pay the bills and pay the taxes. You know, amazingly, that doesn't translate to a sound budget. It doesn't translate to a healthy economy. So New Jerseyans have this tendency to experiment with Democrat governors. And then when the estate's about to go under, we quickly switch back. You know, that's why you got Chris Christie. That's why you got Christine Todd Whitman after Jim Florio. So I have every confidence it's possible that New Jersey's going to flip again in 2021.
Matt, parting question, though. So what would you encourage these Republicans to do? Again, back with the road closure and all this. I mean, is it overkill to suggest they ought to investigate this a bit then, since they're not getting answers from anybody?
No, absolutely not. I mean, the way that New Jersey plans its road work and funds its road work is already a scandal. We pay more per mile than just about any state in the union. So there's already plenty of reason before this to look into how we take care of our roads. But certainly, when you have this sort of a major event happening in New Jersey and the Murphy administration is providing this little notice, that's certainly worth looking into. That's what the legislature is supposed to be for, besides passing legislation. They're supposed to provide some oversight. If they're not going to do it here, we know they didn't do it in some other context. It took them forever to come around and investigate the sexual harassment scandals surrounding this administration. I think that the time has finally arrived. Let's get going. Let's start holding this guy to account.
Exactly. Are we going to see you in Wildwood?
You are going to see me in Wildwood, Dom. I mean, hopefully I get there, right? They just didn't make it any easier to get from where I am over in Camden County down there. But, you know, at some point, am I going to see you there?
Oh, absolutely. We're broadcasting. Stop by Mulligan's on Hildreth Avenue. Rich will be there. I will be there. And then we're going to go over to the lines. And I'm going to throw a football 40 yards there, too. That's the plan.
Well, I was going to say, you didn't have to twist my arm to go to Mulligan's, but if I get to see you throw a football, I'm there. I'll camp out overnight.
All right, well, let us know if you stop by if you're down there that early, Matt. We'd love to see you.
Done and done. Thanks for having me again, Dom.
All right, SaveJersey.com is the place to go during the weekend. Thank you, Matt.
See you soon. See you at the beach.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.